Hey y'all, welcome to this morning's Adopt-A-Pet. I don't have a furry friend available for adoption this morning, but I do have some good news to share about a local dog named Lily. You might have seen signs around town, pictures on chapelboro.com, or posts on social media looking for Lily in the past few weeks. We were contacted by Lily's human, Amy Kleisler, to assist in their search efforts. We are happy to report that this story has a very happy ending. Thanks to our entire community rallying together, Lily was returned to her family safe and sound. Amy is here with me today to give us an update and tell the uplifting story of bringing Lily back home. Thanks for stopping by, Amy.
Thank you for having me.
All right, so let's start with a little background. Usually Adopt-A-Pet, we just kind of talk about a dog and tell our whole community about them. So tell us all about Lily.
So she turned 13 in March.
Happy birthday.
Yes. We have had her since she was a pup. One of my best friends owned her mother. Mm-hmm. We had two dogs at the time when this pup came available. And we're like, the last thing we need is a third dog. But we knew the parentage. And we were like, she's going to be a good dog. Mm-hmm. And she's been sort of a strangely good dog.
Yeah.
So, you know, for a lab, people know that they chew. She never chewed. She's never needed a leash to walk because she's always been my shadow.
So. Yeah.
And she just lives for a tennis ball.
And she goes with you to work?
Yeah. I mean, back in 2014, I saw a posting for a job at Towns and Bertram. And at the same time, I realized that all four of my kids were going to be home for the summer. And I thought, okay, I need to get out of the house. And when I had the interview, they said you could bring your dog to work.
Sold.
And that, yeah, I mean, I don't even know that I asked what the pay was. But I knew that she could come because she gets very anxious when she's not with me.
So people, like, knew Lily. People around our community kind of knew who she was. So
yeah.
When you discover your dog is missing,
right?
What goes through your mind? I mean, we're in the middle of this, like, crazy time.
Right.
That makes everything a little bit different.
Right.
But you guys sprang into action pretty quickly.
Yeah.
But what, you know, what's kind of the first step when you realize something isn't right?
With her, she, you know, as I said, she never leaves our yard. And she's old and her back legs are really weak. Mm-hmm. So she's not a dog that would have chased a rabbit or something. Actually, my three closest friends from the shop were at the house within an hour, and we went out and we combed everywhere. And just, I guess, you know, I did the usual of I texted my friends and I copied that and I posted it on Facebook. From there, it was amazing. Just, you know, I learned about all these different groups, whether it be the town or the county or across the state, who then just started sharing it.
Mm-hmm.
And the next day, about 9 o'clock in the morning, doorbell rings, and there's a man at my front door. Turns out his name is Glenn Lassiter. Essentially, he had a grill in the back of his truck and 5 pounds of bacon, and he had a beloved black lab, and he had, you know, once lost his dog, and he, between that and being a hunter, he knew some things to do.
Mm-hmm.
He had even brought a map that he had printed out.
Oh my gosh.
You know,
he had like a plan.
He had
action.
A plan, and he taught us a lot about they go downhill, not up. They go to water.
And you don't know him?
No, I'd never met him. And then later that afternoon, I got a phone call from a guy named Will Lewis, and I didn't know him either. He had seen one of our signs, and he offered to pass word on. Then a couple of days later, he messaged me, and he said, I've got some free time today. Can I help? And I hooked him up with my son, and Will and his girlfriend papered Franklin Street and Rosemary with the signs. It just, the community just, it had been so many days, and we live on a busy road, and so then I just thought, you know, I'll ask everybody. So that was when I contacted you guys.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we were happy to get involved and help. We are definitely a crew of pet-loving people.
Yeah, absolutely.
We were flattered that you asked and thrilled to help. So, of course, we have to hear all about the happy ending.
Oh,
let's tell me all about getting connected with the folks who brought Lily home to you.
So they, I get goosebumps when I think about it. They live in Durham. The husband, the dad, drives for Grubhub, so he's on Chapel Hill roads all the time.
Now more than ever.
Right, exactly. And just they were driving down the road, he and his wife. And anytime somebody would call, and we still get calls because I haven't taken all the signs down yet, the first thing a person would say was, we don't have your dog, but.
Right. They want to like establish, this isn't the phone call you're waiting for, however.
And I think Jessica was in as much shock when she saw the sign. So she just called and said, we have your dog. Like, you know, this is a movie, you know.
At this point, how long had it been?
10 days.
10 days.
And
With a
13-year-old dog.
Oh, sweet girl.
Who, you know, takes medicine and she's incontinent. We're just like, oh, someone's having fun with her.
Oh, my gosh.
And just, she said, when I saw the word sweet on the sign, I knew it was her.
Yeah.
And so I asked her to send me some pictures, and she did, and I'm still speechless.
Yeah. I have two dogs. Vet. I've misplaced one of them before. Yeah. And that feeling of when they come home, it's like, can't even describe, you know, wave of emotion that
right.
comes over you. Every worst case scenario yeah. that ever played out in your head is now gone because yeah. they're there in front of you. Yeah, it's an emotional thing. Well, we're so glad that Lily is home.
Yeah.
I am so glad that you came in to chat with me today. And our whole 97.9 The Hill team was just thrilled to find out that Lily was
Thank
home.
You. Thank
and,
you.
And flattered and honored to get involved in
Thank
bringing
you.
Her there.
Thank you.
Well, thank you for tuning in to this morning's spin on Adopt a Pet. If you were inspired by Lily's story and you're ready to bring home a furry friend of your own, visit the on-demand section of chapelboro.com to see not only the animals that Ron has recently featured on Adopt a Pet, but the organizations that we work with on a weekly basis to find homes for local good boys and good girls.